Hi, good evening. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutin.
You're watching Consider This, the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. Recently, the issue of local government elections came to the fore with the Housing and Local Government Ministers, Raida Kamarudin, saying that there will be a paper that will be tabled to the Cabinet by mid next year. To delve deeper into this issue of local government elections, we have joining us on the show now Thomas Fan, Secretary General to Gabungan Demokrasi Tempatan, and Dato' M. Ali, Chairperson of the Save KL Coalition. Welcome to the show, gentlemen. It's good to have you here tonight.
Thank you.
Now, I think we should begin with talking about the benefits of having elected local government, because right now, the current system of having them appointed by state government leaders, what is not working with that system? Why do we want local government representatives to be elected? I'm going to begin with you, Thomas.
Yeah, I think the main thing is accountability. You know, so right now, the process is that the state government, whoever is in power, has the right to appoint their own councillors into all the local councils within the states. And so the political master is the one that they are accountable to, not the ratepayers they are serving to with. So I think that is the main issue. And with that also leads to issue of corruption, because I don't know whether you realize it or not, local councils generally are very lowly paid, as little as 800 ringgit a month. And but they have influence over licensing and giving out contracts. So that's really a fertile ground for corruption.
Local councillors are paid below the national minimum wage?
Yes.
Because it's not a full-time position, right?
It's not an employment per se. Okay.
Yeah, right. So Ali, maybe you can jump in here and tell us about, you know, your coalition, because it seems to be precisely a coalition of ratepayers, people who actually are contributing to the revenues of the city, in this case Kuala Lumpur. What did you see as the benefits of an elected over an unelected local council?
So at the end of the day, the accountability, responsibility, delivery system. When I'm appointed through an appointment vis-a-vis an elected, take the mayor, for example, mayor of Kuala Lumpur, Dato' Bandar. Now, whom is he answering to? Is he answering to the riot of Kuala Lumpur, the ratepayers? No. His boss is the Minister of Federal Territory.
Okay, but I do want to ask, if I could just jump in there. When you put your coalition together, and I remember, you know, some protests over the hiking of the rate system, did you find that the city council, the mayor, responsive to the pressure that you were putting from, as it were, the ground up, not from his political master?
More than the mayor, the Federal Territory Minister then was the one who called for the town hall session, and he was trying to justify why the increase had to be made, to the extent where he, quote-unquote, his own personal properties were affected. Yeah. And he said, I had to answer to my wife. So that clearly speaks for itself. Who is holding the fort? Well, is it the minister or the Dato' Bandar?
Gentlemen, you talked about accountability a lot. And I'm wondering what happens when a leader in local government does not perform. What happens then? Can members of the public, quote-unquote, sack, local government? Or is it up to whoever appointed them, the state government or the federal territories?
Obviously not, because you didn't elect them and you cannot remove them, And a lot of time, I think the ratepayers don't even know who are their councillors, and how they should even go about bringing about a complaint or a suggestion for improvement. I think that also creates a situation where the disenfranchisement of these ratepayers lead to an attitude. To me, is a bigger concern. I pay, you work. I'm not going to bother with. I have no ownership of my community. I think that is actually part of a big problem that we have today. Mm-hmm. People who don't really care for their community as a result.
Ali, I mean, clearly, with your coalition, it demonstrated people wanted to participate and wanted to take ownership of the issues around urban planning as well as that rate hike. Tell us, in your journey, when did you start to feel that, as a denizen of the city, you had a right to have a voice?
I mean, this goes back to historical background. When As mentioned, Kuala Lumpur City Plan was the initial move, the Kuala Lumpur City Plan 2020, when the whole plan was development per se. We are not against development, but we want sustainable, balanced development. So when you don't engage with the communities and just bring up a plan, which is evolved by the planners, the consultants, and you say this is a plan for the city. Mm. When we started the coalition, it was only a couple of people, then we went, expanded to about 30 over RAs, NGOs, concerned citizens of Kuala Lumpur came forward to voluntarily contribute the ideas. Okay. And then at that stage, we went through over 62 sessions with City Hall through sheer force, saying that we don't agree to the plan at all. So the whole thing was reviewed, and at that time, the late Tan Sri Aziz was the chairman to take us through, with him having had the background. We went forward, and we had a lot of engagement. And going back to City Hall again, the at least in the case of the local councils elsewhere, they are appointed probably by the political masters. Here, you got advisors who are only from the professional bodies without the stakeholders being interested right. party there.
Okay. I just want us to perhaps challenge an assumption that we've made at the beginning of the show, that having elected representatives leads to better management. Is that something that we can take as a given, that having an elected local government representative means that there will be better management, Ali?
No, that comes back again, because when you're elected, you're answerable to the citizens or the stakeholders directly, not to your political master. So if you don't perform, the next election you get thrown away, or people may starting agitating to say that we have no confidence in you for removal. So there will be a machinery has to be put in place. So,
and but I think, as Melissa said, it's an ideal situation, because we do elect our federal government, we do elect state governments, we don't necessarily get the best out of them anyway.
And we don't
so,
necessarily
yeah, so Thomas,
them.
Yeah. tell us, I mean, you know, you're with Bersih 2.0 as well. I mean, the ideals of a democracy don't necessarily lead to those outcomes, right? I mean, more would have to happen.
I agree, it's not ideal, even with our MPs and ADUNs right now, but we work towards an ideal. And when you have elections, you have an opportunity at least, you know, to hold them accountable at every 5 years, you know. But when you don't even have that, like in local government, you have no options, you know. And so I would say that it's not perfect, but at least with elections, you can hold them accountable and put pressure to bear on them.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, but let's continue this conversation. There's a lot to unpack tonight. We will be right back and continue this conversation with Thomas and Ali in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned to consider this.